proof in one way or the other, see, because they have a bigger group at some special place and then they organize together to help the old village, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? They didn't forget that they were apart from there, see.
You could attach the whole thing over there. You
know, plug it in and it. But here, we haven't got enough going out yet, see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, are these people at Richmond, they all work for the Santa Fe?
Yeah, they all work for Santa Fe.
Are they all Pueblo Indians, or are they Navajos there?
Lagunas.
All Lagunas?
Yeah.
And some Santa Anas?
Well, he's the only one.
Mm.
Yeah. The way he told me one time that they didn't allow the Akumas in there because there'd been another group, so, But I think after they thinned out their personnel, after the war, there was only one left from Akuma there, and he was allowed to join, I think, in there. Yeah. With the activities of the Pueblo, whatever they do there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether he's still there or not.
Well, the railroad won't hire the Akumas then.
I don't know, but I heard that the reason that they hired the Lagunas were because they made a contract in that form when the railroad went through their reservation.
Through the reservation, yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of them worked on the sections. A lot of them already retired.
I always thought that the Akumas and Lagunas got along pretty well. Don't a lot of the Akumas live at Laguna?
It's a merit, I guess they would, yeah.
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 Moderately well.
Just, yeah, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
Well, most of the Akumas are living down by the highway now, aren't they? Rather than on the mountain.
Just like these Santa Anas, they go back to the old Pueblo of Akuma for all ceremonial occasions, and they start, you know, in these other villages, McCarty and
Akumita.
But there's been a great deal of fussing about land problems and also tremendous jealousy between the two.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great time with the land. So finally they were put together. Never gotten anywhere otherwise. Gee, that's a pretty little film.
They couldn't get together? Or what?
They didn't want to get together. No, they didn't. They each wanted to claim the same land.
Oh.
And the Lagunas insisted that the Akumas were trying to claim their land, and the Akuma said that it had been theirs first.
Oh.
The Lagunas had come and spread out over it.
Yeah.
I think they had.
Yeah.
Scissors and Rhea up here. But after they'd spread out over it, then it had remained Laguna land. I think the Lagunas came on down to Mississippi and did spread out over it. And mingled to some extent with Akumas here. The Akumas and Lagunas have partially the same legend, except each claims the people in the legend.
Mm.
And the outcome of the legend is a little bit different as to who it was who came in and got the stuff. Both of them claim them as their ancestors.
Mm.
So what it comes to is there were originally some people living at Akuma. And came some fellows from the north. These who came in from the north partly became Lagunas, partly became Akumas, at least temporarily, and then became Lagunas.
Hmm.
Maybe I'll take that one instead. How much is that one?
These are eight. That little one's four.
We're running out of fire, and there's no more firewood.
Yeah.
Go on, fireman.
It took him like 3 hours.
Well, Porfirio, is there anything else to tell us about what's going on for the Pueblo in preparation for Christmas?
At least right now, I don't know yet. But probably a little later, we might be able to know a little more what's going on.
You don't know what the... Oh, wait a minute. Is that 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 was coming up? Is that for... That will be your main Christmas dance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that will be Christmas Day and the day after?
Yeah.
Then will you have any dances immediately after that?
That part I don't know.
That's all.
Maybe. If someone else starts one.
She doesn't have to pay anything or anything, does she?
No.
Or
food, or? No, it's just that the people always feel that they like to help one another, see. So
somebody starts the idea.
Mm-hmm. Even if just a bunch of boys together get up a dance, why? That part is different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not the case of
I want to
take them over, not the case of do you always have the buffalo dance at Christmas?
Yeah, they always have it.
They just came out of the fire, they're hot. Yes, they are.
Thank you.
They're hot.
These are Welsh tea cakes.
They're good.
Most of them are just the person making a vow to put up the dance.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are, of course, just boys that want to put up a dance. You know. So there's two ways of putting up a dance. See. But they all come into the same, how would I put it? They're recognized as the same, as important as somebody making a vow and putting a dance up. Yeah.
What is the second way of doing it?
Second way?
You said there were two ways of putting up
well,
a dance?
Well, one would be a person that would make a vow to put up a dance, see, for his health or for something.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other one that just a bunch of like boys getting together and let's come on, let's put up a dance, you know.
Oh.
Without having any trouble, see.
It's really a matter of planning, I guess.
Yeah.
Will you have any more dancing between the day after Christmas and King's Day?
They'll have 4 days of dancing. Two, of course, will be the 2 days of that buffalo dance. And then if there's no other kind of a dance, of course, they'll have the what they call, you people call corn dance, you know.
What do you
two
call
dance. It? We have another name for Indian name.
Yeah, well, what does Indian name translate as?
I don't know how to put it.
Yeah.
I know it's not a corn, but it's not by name of that.
Not corn?
No.
Well, this is an interesting point. I suppose corn dance was the Indian name.
One name is Huina.
It's
a regular name for that kind of a dance. You know.
Huina.
Yeah.
Hui what?
Huina.
Yeah. Huina.
Yeah.
Well, how would you translate that now?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, but I can find out what it means. Oh no, that's.
You have to push hard here. This is important, I think, to see just what that is.
Yeah.
Now, my impression is, those so-called corn dancers, really, are Dennis without masks. What do you think about that?
Border.
I think about corn dance and stuff. That we don't have it no more. As far as I know, and I don't know how it goes. Where they use the corn to dance with. You know.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, what you call a corn dance nowadays, or what we call a corn dance nowadays. Is that a Katina dance?
No.
Without masks?
No.
They don't perform the same way?
No, no. It's that dance that we dance for the fiesta, only the costume is not complete like the fiesta, although we use the same costume, but depending on the body, it's not like it, you know.
It's still hot.
I might burn myself. Thank you.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rita.
I don't know how that corn got into the outside myself. Who named it? Yeah. So that two people could say that it's a corn.
There may be peanuts almost.
Well, for goodness sake, you do find out about that.
Yeah.
Hooey,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want another?
No, no, goodbye.
Do you have any Katina dances in which the people dance in large numbers? I don't think you do, really. I think it's really, your corn dance is very much like the Hopi Katina dance, not like the kinds of things that you would have, from what I've understood from description, never having seen one.
I wish my father was alive, because he knows that about Hopi, yeah. That's where he goes every fall. Seems like.
And where are the black thread?
They're all cooking numbers.
There, I threw the plants.
I'm just checking to the general.
Wind's coming up and blue sky's appearing.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And also on New Year's Day, if there's no other dance, anybody doesn't put up why it's the same who in our dance. Yeah.
Oh.
And also the 6th of January. King's Day.
Yeah, the Hui and I dance then?
Yeah, we do. We have, if there's no other dance put up by anybody, see.
Oh, I see. Then you use this dance
all the time, yeah.
All the time.
All the time, yeah, for all these occasions.
No,
unless somebody else put some other dance here.
If this woman wasn't going to put up the buffalo dance, would you put on the Hui and I dance on Christmas?
If nobody did put up anything.
Hmm.
Yeah, so we just have to put up.
But that seems to be
you're about the same as days.
Do you ever do it on days that are not Saints' days of any kind? Yesterdays?
Your
own. Not on any of the days of your own. They're Saints' days.
Do you want another?
No, Mary. No, thank you.
No, thank you, Rico.
Well, now it's because nowadays we don't stay up there too long, see.
No more things.
They're always hurried to get back after lunch. But in the past, of course, when there's no too much work outside going on, they stay up there much longer, and then they have all kinds of dances put up, you know. Yeah.